to prime time, bitch!
Hello, boils and ghouls!
Boys and girls!
You're listening to Horny for Horror, the galaxy's number one horror comedy podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It's hosted by three legit horror heads, where we do everything celebrating the best genre in the world, horror!
That's right! And you can be part of the action by reaching out to us at Horny for Horror. That's Horny, the number four horror. In case you've never listened before, I'll hold my tongue and introduce myself as Mono.
Oh my God. I'm Betsy.
And I'll introduce myself as Adam. Folks, from time to time, we have guests join us. We were driving through the countryside. We're taking a lovely little stroll, and we looked out in the field.
We were driving very quick.
We were driving very fast through a field.
Mono is hanging out the window.
I got a bunch of bugs in my mouth.
Yeah.
We were in Betsy's Tesla type, whatever the fast one is.
Yeah.
In turbo
mode.
She has
100D.
That's the one, 100D's nuts.
That's what her license plate says.
100D's nuts.
100D's nuts. Yeah.
And you're ruining your Tesla.
Oh, I'm destroying my Tesla. I keep putting gas in it and it can't handle it.
To be clear, we were going off-roading too, so it was a fucking nightmare for all involved.
Yeah.
Speaking of nightmares, we looked over and we saw a little gentleman standing in a field fully naked, little dick out.
I thought he had a nice dick.
Grinning at us.
Yeah.
And I don't mean little. We should introduce him.
His dick was bigger than most of his body.
I've seen him hard now. He is the epitome of a grower. Yes.
He looked like,
shockingly so.
He looked like Mr. Peanut holding a flagpole. That was the dick to body ratio.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, Gary McMasters.
Hi there, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Quite an intro.
Sorry.
That's all right. I understand.
Gary McMasters, thank you so much for having you.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry. I'm a little intimidated by people who are so comfortable with their bodies. I think it's...
Well, you know, can I tell you something, Mono?
Yeah.
I'm not very comfortable.
Really?
It's just kind of our thing.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, you know, I belong to a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a religion, you could say. Although it's kind of, we laugh when we say that.
Sure.
You know, it's a little bit of an in-joke. Yeah, part of it is just being nude, just being nude all the time. And I'm not a real comfortable nude guy, but I am very devout. You know, like we're nude a lot. Sometimes we're allowed to wear clothes. But not as much as I'd like.
Yeah. You know?
But I get it. It's part of the thing.
Now, Gary, just so everybody kind of knows.
Sure.
You are from the religion.
I get it, for sure.
That was popularized by the movie Hereditary. And you guys worship
King Payman.
King Payman.
Yes, he's a demon. We're a cult, I guess you could say. In the good way.
Yes, okay.
We have been working for years and years and years to bring King Payman to Earth in a human body.
Yes.
And I'm just so happy that we finally got there. It was not easy. There were some problems. There's things about the plan that I wouldn't say that I question, but I would have done things differently if I'd had a say.
Can we hear about that? You know, I know a lot of your cult/religion, good cult, was tricking a woman into having a child become King Payman.
Yeah, the idea was one of our members was going to have a child, and then her child would have a child, and then that child would be the physical embodiment, physical form that King Payman
would
enter.
What a long con. This is like the demonic version of the Sting.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing, and I, of course I take that as being funny. I know what you're saying. The thing is that, you know, do you want to do it fast or do you want to do it right?
Good point.
And we needed to give him a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
We left a lot to chance. I mean, he ended up in the body of a weird little girl. I mean, I could have seen that coming. I could have told everybody, well, you know, you can't engineer what the gender of the baby is going to be. Like, it's going to be 50-50.
Yeah.
It's a boy or girl.
Was King Payman like, don't put me in a girl. Like, did he care?
He wasn't happy about it.
Oh.
I mean, we did have to apologize. We did have to apologize.
Interesting.
And then we engineered this thing. This thing was engineered, and I had a few notes, but I was not listened to. Let's see. It's like, King Payman was born into a little girl's body.
Uh-huh.
all we got to do, I guess, is get the older brother to somehow decapitate the little girl. This will make the mom go crazy. She'll seek out a seance from another one of our members, and then she'll try the seance at home. And then in the meantime, we're going to give the older brother a hard time at school.
I don't mean to be rude to your plan, but the second you started describing
it, not my plan.
Yeah, their plan. You started pouring with sweat and blood came out of your eyes. I would love to hear what your plan was.
Oh, my plan?
Yeah, please.
My plan was to look up who is the number one bodybuilder in the world.
Lou Ferrigno.
Drug this guy right now.
Oh, right now.
But although back then, yes, Lou Ferrigno was. Yeah. It went Lou Ferrigno. Franco Colombo. That's right. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Of course.
Then they started, what about this plan? What if we, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, I thought my plan was pretty good. If we had gotten this bodybuilder, we would have had a fantastic human vessel for King Baiman.
Yeah.
Befitting of his glory.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is like sort of drug this guy. Like if we can't get him into the cult, just drug him, get him to the brink of death.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because as it turns out, you know, we're just able to transfer King Payman's spirit into this other body. So it's like, why did we do all that other
stuff? Why can't we just touch someone and make them in them?
Yeah. All you got to do is, I guess, push somebody out a window and then it's all taken care of.
I don't want to attack your cult, but it feels like there's a lot of footwork and paperwork to get this thing to happen.
It is not easy. And it was to keep track of everything. A big mistake we did was that photo album. If I had it to do all over, although, I mean, results speak for themselves. See, I go back and forth.
I mean, it's a cult that you love.
Of course I do. And I love King Payman. I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
He's the best. But I'm so glad he's back.
Promotional photo album? Like, well, is it like a pamphlet?
It was sort of a photo album that documented everything. It was, why did we do that? When I think about it now.
Why would you have much evidence?
It'd be
out
like
there?
If the Zodiac Killer had made a book called Here's How I Did It and Here's Where I Did It.
Yeah.
With a foreword by O.J. Simpson.
That didn't happen, right?
No.
So that's one for the Zodiac Killer.
I don't want to embarrass you, but I know in the late 90s you attempted to put King Payman's spirit inside The Miz. From The Real World.
Rules Challenge.
She went really far down.
There were so many Real World cast members that we tried to put King Payman in.
Okay.
And you know who
CJ?
CJ. Mm-hmm. We tried. Who was the Puck? Mormon? Puck? I thought Puck was going to work.
Puck was working for a while.
For a while? Like you remember the snot rockets and the peanut butter and all
peanut
that.
Butter.
Yeah. Ew. I mean, that's King Payman all over the place.
Just riding a bike fast through San Francisco.
It just, remember David who sang that, Come on, be my baby tonight. Yeah.
Oh. Come on, be my baby tonight. I've seen the way you've treated other thugs.
That was an incantation from King Payman.
That Payman's song?
David was a member of King Payman's cult. He was trying to summon King Payman to take over his body because Dave was very physically fit.
He was very fit. He was a fine vessel for King. I've seen the way you've treated other girls you've been with. Come on, be my baby
you understand.
Tonight.
Can I ask Irene before she got Lyme disease?
You know, it was the Lyme disease that changed everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Then it switched right into Ruthie. Steven, who slapped the shit out of Irene.
That's right.
And then popped Holy over shit. To Trishelle to do the Playboy photo
Trishelle.
Shoot.
Exactly.
Trishelle,
So you can see how close we were. We were so close to bringing King Payman.
And then to being able to spread his influence through the youth.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
to be honest, I'm shook right now. You bringing up Be My Baby tonight. I'd block that out for so long, and now I'm sick to my stomach because of how embarrassing that was.
Mano listens to it every morning when he gets up.
It's your alarm clock?
Yeah,
it's my alarm on iPhone. I let it play in the shower. I usually like to enjoy a bowl of pumpkin spice frosted mini wheats while listening to it
very loud.
Yeah, it just gets me feeling really sexy.
It's a sexy song.
Yeah.
It's undeniable. It's
and you can't start
song.
A day without feeling sexy.
No, you shouldn't.
No.
Hell no.
You should start the day feeling sexy. You feel like you just want to get nude, get out there, spread the word of a demon.
You sleep clothed?
Oh, I put on clothes the first chance I get. So when we finally brought King Payman to Earth, like that night, I remember saying, okay, well, if we're going to drive over to that house, can we at least have clothes on to drive over to the house?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then we'll just take the clothes off, right?
Yeah.
Like, because you guys have leather seats in your cars.
I have a classic car that I have lovingly restored over the course of 3 decades. It is a beautiful 1959 Mustang convertible.
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
I love that car. Well, I love a lot of earthly things because, yeah, you know, I'm a Satanist.
Yeah.
and I worship Lord Payman. So, yeah, I love that car. And I was like, I don't want to get in it new.
Yeah.
And, you know.
It's kind of chilly out.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Like,
there's that too. You know, because what's the point of having a convertible if you're not going to take the top down?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You
know,
regardless of season.
Regardless of season. That's right.
Wow, that's huge. I think it's so interesting to me. Like, it's exotic to you.
Putting clothes on?
Yeah, putting clothes on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the lifestyle.
Cars.
The King Payman lifestyle.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I did want to ask you what other things, because you grew up in like a super religious cult satanic house.
Yeah. I was born into it.
Yeah.
I was one of 9 children,
mm-hmm,
right in the middle.
All human children? No way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you count our fur babies. we did have pets growing up. A lot of goats.
A lot of goats.
Classic.
Goats are great.
Goats are great.
They're great.
Goats are
underrated
great
animal.
Oh, they have those eyes that you don't want to look at too long because they're so scary.
Yeah, they take your soul. It feels like.
And they will.
And they scream like humans.
They do.
They do.
And
they
that's
do
just a delightful thing to hear from an animal.
Yeah.
do you guys slaughter one at every equinox? Or?
Yes, absolutely.
That's
absolutely
nice.
The whole family would get together and, you know, cousins, aunts, uncles, everyone just nude. And we'd slaughter a goat. We'd do the chant. We'd do the ring around the fire. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember being at the, when I was younger, being at the little kids ring of fire. And then what a big deal it was when I got to be with the grown-ups.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
See, I prefer little kids ring of fire.
Still.
That might be weird. Yeah. But
do you worship King Payman?
I have been to a couple services.
He's been dipping his toes.
I've been dipping my toe. I'm looking for something, you know. No.
Well, you'll see and you'll pay like they all will pay.
Yeah. I've been climbing up the walls at night, so
well,
I feel like
hear
something's happening.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Have you tried to saw your own head off yet?
Not yet. Okay. I do find myself reaching for a lot of serrated scissors.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and we have a lot in our house, so
you guys have that scissor museum in your living room. Mm-hmm. Betsy gives tours.
I give tours. That's how we make a living.
Like the movie Dead Again with Kenneth Branagh.
Oh, yes. So you're a fan of classic cinema.
That's the only movie I've ever seen.
It's good.
All you watch is Dead Again and The Real World. The only two shows.
Well, The Real World, that was for work.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I watch more of The Real World than I wanted to, let's say that.
It must be nice to be in a cult and be like, oh, the stuff you write off as research, air quotes for the podcast listeners.
Do you know what? I'll just say, Adam, it's nice to be in a cult, full stop.
Okay.
There we go.
It's terrific.
I bet it would be. You don't have to think about shit. I thought about that during Wild Wild Country on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
Just to catch you up quickly, a series about a cult that was led by a gentleman named the Bhagwan.
The Bhagwan, yes. Sure. Absolutely.
Oh, you probably know because of cults.
Yes. Well, we're all very aware of each other. It's the business. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's like, oh, that's cute. I get what you're going for.
You guys you run into other cults trying to take over towns every now and then, right?
You're just like, oh, you guys got, okay, all right,
Jonestown. You have this one.
Here's what I don't get. Guys, be subtle about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how, who has succeeded and who has not? We're not wearing identical Nikes,
dead in some bunk beds with rolls of quarters in our pockets.
You know what I mean?
Is it more like a Jets v. Sharks situation where it's a rivalry, or is it more like we're same sport, different league, we don't play each other?
I guess it's like a Coke versus Pepsi kind of thing.
Okay.
It's like, it's business. That's the way we look at it. Like, hey, you got your thing, we got our thing. You know, we want to be number one. It's not that we're trying to destroy the competition. It's just that we are clearly the best. And
you want to be number one, but hey, there's still a lot of people in both.
Exactly.
Okay.
What we're doing is we're presenting a superior option. We certainly believe that. And I think results speak for themselves.
Yeah.
The Bhagwan, where is he now? Do you know what I mean? Where is Jim Jones? Where is Marshall Applewhite?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Wow, that's a good one.
Keep going. 20 more.
20 more. All right, let's see. Where is Shelley Miscavige?
Oh!
Seriously, though, where is she?
Seriously.
Really, though, where is she?
That's a legit scary, scary
thing. It's horrifying.
Boy, talk about scary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes. Those guys? Woo! Forget about it.
Freaks, yeah. Freaks.
We will, I mean, you can ask anyone who worships King Payman. You see somebody in one of those uniforms, the Sea Org uniforms, mm-hmm. coming towards you, you'll cross the street.
Yeah.
Or just float up into the sky in a way with your flight powers.
That's right. If you don't have your head anymore.
Yeah. Let's just quickly pop your head off.
That's when the flight powers work, is when your head is gone.
You know, the head weighs a lot. I don't know if you've seen this movie, Jerry Maguire. I've read the script. I've only ever seen
the novelization.
Only ever seen that. I read the novelization. And the human head weighs 8 pounds.
That's so much weight.
Yeah, you've heard of, 42 grams is the weight of the human soul.
Yeah, I think it's 21.
21 grams?
Yes.
Oh, that's less than I thought.
Yeah. 21 or 22 grams is the name of the movie with...
Benicio Del Toro.
And Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Yes. And that's nothing.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah, but that 8 pounds. Head.
How much lighter would you feel if you got rid of your 8 pound head? You'd feel so much lighter.
Yeah.
And you could fly.
I'll say this. Most of my issues come from my head. My insecurities.
Exactly. Right.
The thoughts that prevent me from doing what I want, from traveling more. Bad hair days. Thank you.
Yeah. Right there.
I just pop that bad boy off and float over to Amsterdam and have myself an afternoon.
Yeah. You know what's funny, Adam, is like being nude all the time, I worry less about my head.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay.
Like my hair is thinning a little bit, but I don't think about it that much anymore.
Your hair is beautiful.
I'm constantly self-conscious about my nude body.
Mm-hmm. Your hair is beautiful. I love the wispy way it blows in the wind.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not even windy, and it's blowing all over the place
now. It's filling the studio.
It's as if you have one hand on a science fair electro globe. It's up in the air.
This kind of maybe will help Mono.
Yes.
How does one become a member? Like, how do we get, does Mono get in?
Yeah, let's pretend Mono knows nothing about your cult or King Payman. Like, what should he do to get good graces?
Yeah.
Is it
a lot of, like, pay money, like a lot of these other ones?
You know what's great is the amount of money that you're asked to contribute is minimal. It's a sort of tithing system.
Okay.
So it's, what is it, 10% you get to keep, and then 90% goes to
the
Golden King.
Oh.
Well, it's not. I mean, 100% is a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I thought you were going to say, because usually tithing is the opposite. I didn't know if you knew this, but most earth religions.
Earth? We're on earth.
Okay.
And King Payman is very much of the earth.
I don't want to get you in your head about your own religion, but I think most times you give 10% of your income and you get to keep the rest.
You know what probably happened? I bet that's
his hair is scratching his chin right now. It's amazing.
I bet that's like all the God religions let you keep 90.
Yeah.
And because we are evil, we do like opposite stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we're bizarre all the time.
Yes.
People wear clothes, we take our clothes off.
Yes.
Well, I have to ask.
People age, you get younger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You obviously grew up satanic, all that wonderful, which is a wonderful, beautiful tradition you come from. Have you ever been curious about other faiths?
Sure. I mean, when I was in college, I certainly, I looked around and I read up on different things. And I had friends who were, all different creeds and religions and
you
things
went to Oberlin,
like
right?
I did. I went to Oberlin and I go Owls. Oberlin Owls were everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was a very it was a very interesting mix of people, and I certainly my horizons were expanded, but it cemented in me the faith that I have.
Wow.
Because I could see how unhappy these people were believing in God and or not believing in anything. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, you'll all pay when King Payman comes back to Earth.
Your yearbook quote, yeah?
That was my yearbook. And let me tell you something. It took a lot for them to let me be nude in my yearbook photo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
bet. You started quite a trend because you were roomies with Lena Dunham, of course.
That's right.
Also an Oberlin grad. And you were really inspired in her drive to be totally nude.
Yeah, as much as possible. Her that naked guy that went to that other college.
Was there a naked college?
Yeah, there was a guy who was just like, why can't I be nude all the time? And he wasn't doing it for religious reasons. He was just a super jacked guy who was walking around nude.
Oh, yeah, interesting.
I feel if I had a banging body, I'd be naked all the time.
Yeah, well, of course you wouldn't be.
Right?
Yeah, I would.
Of course.
I would really flaunt it.
I don't know why more people who worship King Payment don't get in shape. Like, I know why I don't, because it's, you know, my schedule, it's hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not getting any younger. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people where I think, well, you know what? You've got time.
You can probably get in shape.
You know, we're going to be nude a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you go ahead, Adam. I have a question.
Can he? I've always been curious.
Betsy, you go ahead.
Oh, Betsy, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Ask my question.
Okay, can he? I've always been curious. Can he, Payman, can he change your body to make it look any way he wants it to look?
Yes.
Was
exactly.
that it?
That was it, exactly.
Woo!
Yes, good job. Betsy, holy shit.
Thank
you.
Little Satanist.
Thank you. I'm bad.
That's a little.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
She was quoting herself. When Betsy was a child, she was a child actor named Lil Devil. And her quote was,
I'm bad. Yeah. I was in commercials. Yeah. I had like a big franchise, kind of like Ernest.
But was it a character you were doing? Your name was Lil Devil.
The show was called Hell's Angel.
Yes. Okay. Starring Lil Devil.
Starring Lil Devil. Devil. My parents named me Lil Devil. And then I changed it to Betsy. Yeah.
Because when she came to L.A., there was already a Lil Devil on IMDb.
Oh, sure. It was already Lil Devil.
So she registered as Betsy Sidaro.
Betsy Sidaro. Yeah.
Adam, why don't you ask? Oh, well, let me answer Adam's question that Betsy asked. It's interesting that you asked that question, the two of you, because we certainly were led to believe the idea was that once Payment returns, we'd all have just banging bods. But
that's like one of his biggest promises, right? Yeah. Is if you're worshiping
him. It's certainly the one everyone remembers.
He's going to turn you all to 80s babes.
One, 80s hunks. Two, immortality.
That's right.
But one is what cinches it.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then when he returned and we, put him in this wonderful, healthy earth body, he sort of pulled this, I don't know if that's what I said. You know, that kind of
thing. Damn it.
All of a sudden language got very murky, and it's like, you know, okay, you didn't promise that exactly, but you certainly led us to believe that that was going to be the case.
Right. Yeah, like most of us are here for those banging 80s bots.
Yeah.
Come on.
We wanted to look like 80s hot people.
Yeah.
Tall butts.
And
tiny necks.
Natch tees and long bees.
Natch tees, long bees. That's the bot. Oh, man, that's very interesting. I have a little bit of a question about courtship in the Satanist world.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I know there's been some, maybe tradition has been, you know, a lot of arrangements in satanic cults.
Well, because you want to keep it in the family, as it were, and you want to make sure that everyone has the same beliefs, because it's...
Of course.
I mean, there have been times where, you know, people outside the faith have tried to make things happen for the faith. You know, people have married people that are, this person will be a useful tool for us.
Yep,
It's always a nightmare. It's always adds so many extra steps to everything.
You knew someone who married Padma Lakshmi.
Yeah.
And that didn't help anybody.
No, it sure didn't.
No.
It sure didn't, and it looked very promising.
They thought she would be able to infiltrate with her culinary influences.
Yeah.
But
no
what?
Dice.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
I mean, if you're writing a book called The Satanic Verses, you gotta think, this has gotta be good for us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. You know what it was good for? It was good for the Ayatollah.
Khomeini?
No, it was the second guy.
The second
that.
Ayatollah.
Yeah, whoever was the current Ayatollah.
Ayatollah do.
20 Ayatollahs, go.
Am I correct about my memories of who Salman Rushdie was married to?
No, you're right.
I am, okay, all right. I got scared for a second. I was very wrong.
No, it's definitely me who's wrong.
Well, what are you wrong about?
I'm sure. So are you courting anyone? Is anyone being selected for you currently? Or are you just enjoying the single Satan life?
You know, I'm still looking, and I feel like she's got to be out there. Mm-hmm. And certainly you would think that being in a demon cult, it would be like... There's so few people that, you know, you just kind of pair up, but it hasn't happened that way for me. And this is why I believe in what Dr. Jordan B. Peterson said about forced monogamy. I think there should be, especially within a satanic cult, there should be gentle pressure on the society to just be monogamous so that you know, some people left over.
Yeah.
And then they'll look at me and say, oh, I guess so.
What That's it. Doing? That's the one.
Yeah. It could be a pairing app, like some kind of King Payman marry you off app.
Oh, I
like that a lot.
Or King Payman should pretty much do Are You the One, a new MTV show that I think your satanic cult might love.
You guys would love. So here's how it would work. 11 female cultees.
Right.
11 male cultees.
Cultists.
Cultists, sorry. Cultists. And you have all taken a Satan test beforehand to decide how well you would match up with each other.
How satanic you are. Yeah, MTV provides scientists to figure out who's your perfect match.
MTV scientists. And you have roughly 10 weeks to get slammed drunk, but also figure out who your ideal match is.
Yes.
This isn't the thing where if they don't like you, you have to get on a bus or something, right?
No.
Oh, no.
You're thinking of next. Satanic next.
Satanic.
You have the option of getting on a bus, but you don't have to.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I like that. A bus ride is nice sometimes.
Yeah, right? Get a nap in.
That might be a really great way for
I
you guys.
I like that
to,
idea. Yeah. Yeah. Certainly, it feels like if everyone's on the same page. Although, I mean, that's what's supposed to be happening now, and I just don't know. Aww. I mean, you know, I don't know. I get lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
No, well, let's use the show as a platform for you to find your significant other. So let's go and put what you're looking for in a mate.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll see. We have a lot of Satanists who listen to this show.
That's almost exclusive. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, just so the ladies know, you are the biggest grower I've ever seen in terms of penises.
Yeah,
thank you. And the smallest shower.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's baffling.
It's really baffling. It looks like a mushroom in a forest, and then it grew to be a small yacht.
Yeah.
That was
a small yacht.
It's one of those paintings where there's nothing, and then you walk two steps to the right, and it's something. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Lenticular. Okay, well then, if you're out there, my name is Gary.
Yeah.
I am 35 years old. I have my own business.
Oh.
Okay.
I sell gardening and lawn equipment. I do quite well, if I may say so. I don't mean to brag, but I am, you know.
No, brag. Brag. Deep, brag. So. Brag.
This is it.
Yeah. This is it.
I will indulge in the sin of pride. I think I'm a good provider. I think I'm a good conversationalist. I don't just have to talk about King Penguin. There's all kinds of stuff we could talk about. I've seen a lot of MTV's The Real World.
Describe a perfect date for you.
Perfect date for me would be, I guess I'd get my Mustang.
Top down.
Top down. Clothes on.
Hair out.
Hair out. And I'd drive over to pick you up. We would quickly look online to see if any, you know, second run movie theaters are showing Dead Again. If they're not, we can rent it online. We don't have to do it at your place. We go to a neutral location like the public library. And download Dead Again and watch it there in silence. Then I would take you out for a drink if you drink, a coffee if you don't drink. I will put alcohol in your coffee and other drugs.
Some deal breakers.
Deal breakers. You cannot worship God.
Okay.
That is, my religion is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot worship God. And I'm you know, I would expect you to convert if we were to be together long time. And, I like big naturals.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. They got to be big. They got to be natural.
You, I always forget. Yeah, you as a cult do sponsor the website bignaturals.com.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we've been doing very well. We've been doing very well. Thanks to everyone who's visited bignaturals.com.
Adam a ton.
Yeah. I mean, it's my homepage. You can hear it quietly playing in the background right now. I won't click off.
They're so big and natural.
They're
bold music choice. Yeah.
It's a lot of it is just it's women, you know, set to music and an off-screen
Jennifer
voice
Page's
saying,
crush.
So big, it's so natural.
Yeah, and a very complimentary.
I hear Jennifer Page's crush in the background. Do you remember that song?
Oh, it's just a little crush. Not like I think.
Well, let me ask you another question that your mate may be interested to know.
A question that I'd be interested to know.
Here's a question.
So don't answer
interested
it.
To
we
know.
Just want
to
give you the question. You
will, I could use this
you
later.
You use it later.
Yes, yeah. There's a question okay. You might want to use later that they'd be interested to know. Dear mate, would you be open to being impregnated by the seed of King Payment?
Oh, this is a great.
Oh, problem. That's huge.
Thank you very much. You're very welcome. Oh,
they're touching
your
fingers
hair
like
just,
E.T. and Elliot.
Right?
Did oh my you God.
See it go? Oh, it yeah. just zapped
we
up.
We touched fingers like E.T. and Elliot,
oh
who are
God.
Friends of yours, I guess.
And then another part of your hair just high-fived me. That was weird.
So, yes, obviously, I'd love to start my own family.
Yeah.
But of course, King Payment comes first. And if he wants to sire a progeny upon you, mm-hmm. then you'd have to be cool with that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, that's big. That's a mm-hmm. big thing.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Is King Payment a flirty leader? You know what I mean?
Is yeah, he like is he a one where everybody's like, I feel like he's into me. You know,
yeah.
that kind of
he's
entity.
Absolutely one of those people that you feel like he makes you feel like you're the only person in the room and also that he could crush you.
Yeah.
And it's like nothing else. I mean, we talk about it a lot. We talk about it. Just seeing him look out at us through those human eyes and you just know the power. You know it's in there. And especially now that his nose is healed, it's really something. It's really like you can't look at him for too long because you'll lose yourself. You know, you'll lose yourself. I mean, literally you'll go insane. And a lot of people in the cult have just gone insane just from looking at him for too long. It's best to look at him in a reflection.
Smart. Okay.
You know, maybe like a 3/4 profile is fine. But like if he's just looking right at you,
you're done for.
I would say like sort of look at like the bridge of his nose.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that he's like, you're looking at me, but you're not really looking.
I think he knows. Too.
He's got to know. He knows everything, right?
I had read online, this might interest you to know, that I had heard your cult went to Disneyland's California Adventure.
Yes.
And a caricature artist was drawing King Payment and lost his mind.
Yeah. I mean, I thought that was cruel. Everyone knew what was going to happen. And everyone's sort of like smirking and stuff. And it's like, no one said it out loud, but like, obviously this guy's going to go insane.
Yeah.
And he got most of it done. I will say. Except you can't quite make out the golf club.
Oh, you know, okay.
It's a great big old King Payment head, a little skinny body. And when he started to draw the shaft of the golf club, that's when he really lost it. And he tore his own cheeks off.
Yes.
And
yeah,
then you guys
yeah.
refused to pay because it wasn't complete.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, look, they're all about customer service at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I got to give it up to them. They really do take care of customers. If you have a problem, they will make it right. So. Yeah, they don't call it the happiest place on earth for no reason.
Ripped his cheeks off.
He ripped his own cheeks off.
I have a very stupid segment I've decided to impart on you that I like to call.
So you're imparting this to me so that I can take it down, much like that question.
Yes.
This is a little thing where I'll ask you about something and you tell me if it's satanic or Sir Nawe.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
I just came up with this.
Okay.
Satanic.
Is that a reference that I don't get?
No, well, don't get it either.
Before asked people if something was witchcraft or bitch nah.
That was a question to Damien, the son of Satan.
Yes.
Yes, yeah.
And of
Damien.
A jackal
oh,
when
did
he was
you
on
have
the
show.
Yeah.
Damien,
right?
Yeah.
Damien, right? Yeah,
you're friends
what a
with Damien.
Fine young man.
Yeah.
What a fine young man.
Yeah. Beautiful. So we'll call this witchcraft or bitch nah. If you think it's witchcraft,
we're gonna go back.
We're going back to witchcraft.
What's your witchcraft,
bitch?
What was the other
satanic
one? That one more time.
Or Sir Nawe?
Or Sir Nawe?
Sir Nawe.
The math of that is
satanic or
gonna make me
satan? No.
Or no.
Yeah.
Or
maybe
natanic.
That's it.
Or natanic.
Satanic or natanic.
That's
natanic.
It. That's
satanic
it.
Holy
natanic.
Shit! There why did they it. Listen to you for
God.
The plan?
This is what I'm saying, Adam.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about shooting, like doing your own little offshoot or
mono?
Or is that? Now that's satanic or natanic.
His long hair went bone white when you asked him that.
My faith gives me everything. And King Payment is the light and the guiding force of my life.
God,
I can't imagine starting my own offshoot where things would be done more efficiently. And, you know, King of Payment would have been here decades ago and in a much better body. I can't imagine having some offshoot of a cult now where I could figure out an even better body to get King Payment into than he is in now. And maybe destroying the rest of the cult members.
I mean, Manu
that's not something I think about all the time.
Okay. Manu has a pretty sweet bod.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Please consider Manu.
Will you take me for a naked ride?
For a guy with clothes on, you look pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have the opposite of a grower. I have a shower
and
that gets smaller when I get hard. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Fucking crazy. Okay.
It's the craziest thing you've ever heard.
Now I've heard everything.
Satanic or natanic.
Here we go.
Thank
potions.
Oh, do I do these fast?
If you, whatever you like. Kinda,
yeah.
Let's do it like a speed
fast.
Let's do it like a speed.
Potions.
Satanic.
Tonics.
Natanic.
Big rats.
Satanic.
Big tats.
Satanic.
Oh.
Bignaturals.com.
Tim Allen.
Satanic.
Constantine Maroulis.
Natanic. Okay. A lot of people thought he's satanic.
A lot of people did.
I wish.
Rickety wooden floors.
Satanic.
Ricky Ticky Tavi.
Natanic.
Oh,
cobras. Too bad. Satanic.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Really hot pizza.
This is big.
Natanic.
Oh.
I know.
Too cold of a kitchen floor.
Satanic.
Okay, got it.
Too cold.
Motels.
Satanic.
Oh.
Boogers.
Satanic.
And finally, a bag of teeth.
Natanic.
Oh.
You know why? Because of the tooth fairy.
Oh, yeah. The force of good.
Any collection of teeth not in a human head has the province and domain of the Tooth Fairy.
Has King Payment ever fucked around with, like, the Tooth Fairy or other
bunny
magical creatures?
King Payment has done battle against all of these so-called divine creatures.
Okay.
These are all agents of the cursed god.
Mm.
The Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, the Great Pumpkin. Who else? Labor Day Lawrence. The Travelocity Gnome. These are all fallen angels who were granted the license to fall. So they sort of like, they sort of stepped down to be God's agents on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they have various, very specific jobs. And yes, King Payment a lot of times will show up in a child's bedroom to try to steal the money that the Tooth Fairy has left.
Oh, the Tooth Fairy leaves it, goes out the window, and then King Payment floats in.
That's right.
Interesting. Do you guys celebrate Krampus in any capacity?
Love him. Just the best guy.
That's great. You guys don't do anything Christmas. Okay, I'm sorry. Is there some sort of yearly day where you celebrate Krampus with any sort of tradition?
Well, certainly at the winter equinox.
Mm.
That's our Christmas, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of celebration. People gather with their families, and Krampus will visit everyone and just beat them within an inch of their life
with a
stout stick. you know, because he beats the wicked, and that's us. But joke's on you, Krampus. We love it.
Is it true he'll punish the best child with a cherry tart?
100% true.
I heard that, and I was like, that's a crazy thing, but okay, interesting.
And of course, we're very excited about Halloween. Halloween is
just
over. I don't know when this is going to drop, but you know, we're
this
very
is coming
excited.
Out in 3 years.
Oh. So you guys are way ahead of schedule.
That's great.
That's gotta feel good.
It feels great.
I mean, you might be dead by the time this is released.
Our plan is we will be.
Well, suicide pact.
Certainly my plan.
Oh my. Are you gonna dress up for Halloween? Is that part of it for you guys?
Oh yeah. Do you get to wear clothes or a fun costume?
We get cloaks.
Okay.
You know, the thing I have like a love-hate thing with the cloak because it's clothes and that's great, but we're nude under the cloaks and it's so flowy that it's like, I know that I'm nude.
Yeah.
I just want to throw on some Mack Weldon sometimes. You know what I was saying?
Their silver line.
Oh, the silver line. Antimicrobial.
Their wicking fabric really allows sweat to pass through it.
Yeah, I just want to throw on my Mack Weldon. I want to just lay down on my Lisa mattress and wait for my food from Blue Apron to arrive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Use promo code KingPaymanKillsAll to get 10% off your first month of Blue Apron.
And the meals are so great. I personally am doing veggie right now.
Good.
Let me pick that right from the website.
Good. You're helping. How do you guys feel about all this climate change talk?
It's love it.
Love it?
Love it. Great. It's great. Well, I mean, you know, eventually King Payman will reduce the earth to a cinder. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're gonna wish for the glaciers to be melting because they will be completely gone and you will be drowning in a lake of fire.
Oh, my shit.
Now, here's what's terrible about that is that you're burning alive, but you're also drowning. So it's the it's really the worst of both worlds.
Yeah. Because both of those ways are the worst to die.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
When that happens.
Neck and neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You guys plan to colonize and spread your influence among the earth, or you know what I mean? Is there like an expansion plan?
Yeah, I mean, no. It's that, I mean, if you're smart, you'll get with King Payman.
Yeah,
okay.
And delay your inevitable death. And,
yes.
And I mean, you might be assured a privileged position in hell, but mm-hmm. I mean, that's where everybody's going, mm-hmm. you know? So you either gotta, you know, get with the program or you will not be happy about your place in the kingdom of hell.
Oh,
so a lot of this is very heavy, and if I may say for listeners, probably a little scary, but sounds very normal to you. I would love to ask what's scary to you then.
Oh,
that's really good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I don't like in a, you know, in a video game where you have to jump, where you're like way up high, like a Tomb Raider kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you have to jump from a rickety, you know, broken down old ladder fence or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you gotta, what's the, not ladder fence. What
like a bridge?
Know, like a bridge. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, a ladder.
A rickety old.
Yes.
Why couldn't I think of the word?
I don't know.
A horizontal ladder thing.
A horizontal ladder thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you're line of work is burning bridges just constantly.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's very poetic, Mono.
Mono.
Yeah. Mono's the Robert Frost of this podcast.
I'm gonna come to service. I feel like we're really connecting.
I wish that you
I'm gonna
would.
Come to service. I'm really excited.
I'm telling you, Mono's got a good bod.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would.
Well, I mean, we'll find out.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Very soon.
So just to be clear, the only thing.
Take your pants off, Mono.
Okay.
Take them off. The only thing that scares you is the bridges in Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I don't like when you're on a rickety old bridge and you have to jump onto a stone ledge.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my heart, like my stomach falls every time. And it's like, it's not even me doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah.
But the graphics are so good now.
They're really good.
That
now.
I feel it, you know, like I feel it. And then afterwards, my heart is just racing like a jackrabbit. And I'm like, what? I'm a Satanist. I just brought King Payman to Earth and I'm scared of a video game. But I really am.
It's too real.
It's too real. I know you guys, your business is currently running a promotion.
Yes.
666 feet underground promotion.
That's right. McMaster's Garden and Lawn.
Uh-huh.
We are running a fall promotion where for just $666.
Change. Loose change.
A mere $666.
Uh-huh.
You can get a riding mower.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
You can get a weed whacker.
Oh, my God.
You can get some Miracle Grow.
Oh, whoa. Shit.
Like a big tub of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You can get one of those old lawnmowers, like the push kind.
Like
yeah.
The
yep. Yeah. And you can also get buried 6 feet underground.
All of that?
Wow.
Alive.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah.
Those are six things and or services for only $666.
I mean, you can't afford not to do it.
Oh, yeah, you'd crazy. Be stupid not to. Oh my God.
If listeners sign up today after hearing this podcast, would you be willing to throw in a premature burial ringing bell so that they can alert people to the fact that they're alive?
I mean, I'll throw in the bell. I will not throw in the string.
Okay. So bring your own string.
Bring your own string.
Bring a string.
BYOS.
BYOS.
Bring a string, you little freaks.
You fucking freaks. You fucking freaks.
Yeah, you fucking freaks.
What are you doing?
Oh, can we curse on this?
Oh, yeah, okay, we should have told you before I started.
That's good to know.
Let's say someone, there's people out there listening who are curious about worshiping the great King Payman.
Well, they're on the edge.
Yeah, they have no choice pretty soon. What could you, what advice or sort of endorsement would you give to those people who are just curious to know more about your point of view?
Oh, fuck. I guess I'd say the reason we love King Paimon and want him to rule the earth and then destroy it is that he's just got this thing. You know? There's just something about him. It when he says it, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know?
Like he really says it like it is.
Yeah, I like that he tells it like it is. Yeah. No BS. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's saying what we're all thinking.
He says things like, man, you are God's creation and I will destroy you. I spit in the face of the Almighty. Things like that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I like this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want a guy leading me who's in the pockets of Big God.
Yeah. He's not, you know what? He's not politically correct.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's refreshing.
Yeah. It's refreshing. Yeah. Finally.
Hey, drain the lava pool. You know
what I mean? Finally.
No.
Yeah. That's just how I feel. That's how I feel, guys.
I understand.
Oh, Mona, you ripped all your clothes off.
Oh, my. Whoa,
you're that fresh.
Look at that body.
Look at that.
Uh-oh.
Do you think it looks big now?
Mono, have you heard the good news? King Paimon is back on Earth.
Oh.
Mono, make a move.
Make a move.
Ooh. Is this the Ghoulie Bible?
Yes, it is.
Here we go. We got the Ghoulie Bible.
The demonic Ghoulie Bible.
The Ghoulie Bible. Oh, now this is more fun and playful than I was expecting.
You can see etched. It's made of skin, the binding.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Yeah. Like the Necronomicon, but no eye.
Yeah, it's like the Necronomicon. Well, it's just, we did it first.
Oh, shit. Good to know. That's very, because I've been saying for years, the Necronomicon is the first one.
What's that?
Whatever you said.
Whatever you said.
The Necronomicon has been the first book ever with human skin. I've been saying that for years.
It was the Ghoulie Bible.
It's the Ghoulie Bible.
Well, you can see etched here in relief in skin is it's a ghoulie coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like
so they're real.
Ghoulies? Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. And they did go to college.
Yes, they
Oberlin?
Did.
Oberlin?
Fuck, dude.
The ghoulies went to Oberlin.
Oh, wow. That's good.
So I've heard Lena Dunham has been accused of stealing the idea for girls from the Ghoulies.
Ooh.
She just took a few letters out.
She took a few letters out, added Adam Driver.
Yeah. I mean, anyone gets it. It's so obvious. If you say girls, you know, in a certain way, girls, ghoulies.
I'm hearing Ghoulies.
They're all new. HBO's girl. Ghoulies.
I'm hearing Ghoulies.
I mean, it's the modern version of Yanny and Laurel.
Totally.
Girls and Ghoulies.
Oh, my God. Totally.
And that one, toilet ghoulie is clearly Shoshana. It's clearly just a thin veil placed over a character that was already there. Wow.
Well, what's more satanic than nepotism? Am I right?
Oh, my God.
Good point.
Which one was Shoshana again? Was that Joshua Mamet?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so I'm in the right then. Okay, good.
Yeah.
It could have also applied to Allison Williams.
That's true, too.
Oh, that's true, too.
And, of course, Lena Dunham is Jeff Dunham's daughter.
Yeah. She's one of his puppets.
That's right.
Yeah.
Perhaps the most offensive one.
The most
offensive.
The only puppet that apologizes later.
None of the other puppets apologize.
Don't get that from Ahmed or whatever he's named the jalapeno.
Yeah.
Senor Jalapeno, the jalapeno on a stick.
Yes.
Walter, the old man.
Oh, yes.
Woozle. The Woozle's name is Peanut.
Well, I understand you have some people.
Have you ever shared a bill with Jeff Dunham?
Me? As a Satanist?
As a Satanist.
As a Satanist. Have you ever shared a bill with Jeff Dunham?
Who's runs a lawn care business? Have I ever shared a bill with Jeff Dunham?
Yes, of course.
I figured there's got to be
some.
We were both in NACA convention. For a while. We were both doing college shows.
Oh, God.
My college shows did not go over well. I would go out there and talk about lawn care, and I demonstrated various lawn maintenance machines, and the kids did not.
Boo.
No, they really
give us the puppet.
Give us the puppet guy.
We want puppet.
Give us the good news, the Ghoulie Bible.
What's crazy is Jeff Dunham would open for you, and then much like Jerry Lee Lewis would burn the place to the ground, walk off stage, look at you, and be like, top that.
Yeah, exactly.
So they'd be all rowdy.
Wow.
They'd be rowdy.
They'd be rowdy.
Well, I, I understand. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, I got this business. Got some.
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Yeah. You're really cold.
I can't wait to get home and put some clothes on.
You don't have any obligations. You're just cold.
I know my body.
Yeah.
And I have about 40 minutes before
your
I start to
really.
Your
hair has been reaching for the door.
Yes. Yes.
And just to let you know, it is 45 degrees outside. You're going to be very cold on your drive home.
Ugh. Is the top up?
Never.
I should probably put it up, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
I know. It's convertible.
It's so cool the way you run out of restaurants and jump straight into the driver's seat. Yeah. Right? Go off because you always leave your car
ready.
Hey,
if you're in LA, you see a nude guy running out of Italy and jumping into a convertible. That's me.
Yeah. Guys, say hi to Gary.
Is there anything, Gary, is there anything you want to plug?
Yeah,
or
Gary,
anything
please.
Anything you've heard of lately that you think is really cool and you'd like to plug?
I mean, I guess I've told people about King Payman being restored to Earth and
he's going to
take it over and destroy everyone. So that's that. Mm-hmm. Let's see, anything else coming up? But when is this going to drop again? 3 years from now?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, what date 3 years from now?
What date 3 years from now? We're not organized
June
enough to know.
June 6th.
Because right now it's 2015.
Yeah, June 6th at 6:06 p.m.
But Gary would genuinely like to know.
Oh, is Gary genuinely asking?
Yeah, Gary's genuinely asking.
I would say about 3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to say if you're in the New York area, and there's still a Brooklyn by the time
ooh.
This comes out. November 17th, 18th, and oh, sorry, November 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Bell House in Brooklyn. You can see Super Ego Live and Spontaneity Nation Live. These are two just disgusting shows that King Payman would be very proud of. tickets are on sale now for those shows.
Ooh, sounds awesome.
Who would you say the evilest of those cast members are?
Ooh, probably if I had to pick one, Eugene Cordero.
What a monster.
Always. Well, Gary, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. And, you know, time is limited, as you know.
Holy shit.
I appreciate
you'll be
you.
Fine. We won't.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless you got the
program. I mean, Mono's
we'll save
halfway
for
there.
You.
His dick is there. Gone now.
So
he's hard.
So scintillated, and my dick has gone back up into my stomach.
Oh, Adam's trying to cut his neck off. Or his head off.
Oh, there he goes.
It worked.
Which historical scissor did he use, Betsy?
It was the scissors from 1892. The first time ever they made them for left-handed people.
Amazing. Well, I'm Mono.
I'm Betsy. Adam's floating away.
Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, stay horny. Oh, I forget.
That was close.
That was a close one.
That was so funny.